Hello from Bear and Kura, a podcast from the Land of Oz Information Services. I love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 126 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We're going to talk about politics.
Okay. Sorry, I'm kind of juggling.
What did you do?
Normally I review the questions before we get on the show, and I didn't do that today. I just kind of looked over them. I feel like I'm getting ready to go into for a prostate exam.
We'll do that later.
Okay. So, yeah. But now, you want to talk about the free stickers? So.
Free stickers, yes. We're giving away free stickers.
Okay.
All you have to do is email us, send us your address, and we will send them back to you.
Okay.
They're great stickers, in my opinion. Yeah. They're pretty good stickers.
Yeah.
And you don't have to worry about us putting you on a mailing list or harassing you or anything. We're just going to stick them in an envelope and mail them.
Mail them to you. Yeah.
We can't afford marketing.
No. No. So it's free. Free. It's free stuff. Free's always good.
I even bought some, what's her name? The Supreme Court judge, Ruth Ginsburg, stamps to put on the envelopes.
Okay. There you go. Look at that. You're special. All right. What are the key issues facing the country in the upcoming election?
Well, the key issues for the public in general are different than they are for gay people.
Okay.
The top issues for the public in general was, number one, the economy, which I think is weird because the economy is better now than it's been in a long, long time.
Yeah.
So I think that is a made-up controversy that one of the political candidates came up with, but it's because he says our economy is in ruins, people believe it. I don't believe anything that he says, but
no.
Somehow it's made number one in the polls.
Okay.
The second one is immigration. Once again, he says that's a big, huge problem, and it's not. So, he has a lot of sway over the
media.
The issues.
Okay.
Which I think is unfortunate.
Very, very unfortunate.
Now, the number one issue for gays is the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
And that's something that the public really isn't talking about.
No, well, because they probably feel like there's nothing they can do about it.
True.
There's really nothing we can do about it.
Even when Harris, no, they didn't say if, I said when Harris becomes president, she can't do anything until one of them dies or retires.
Yeah.
And I don't think that chances are very good at that.
No. I don't even think any of them are speculated to
no.
die anytime soon.
But when Aunt Ruth died, she was fighting up to the last day. Nobody knew
how bad
she was.
Yeah, that's true. Well, so what? You covered that pretty well. So
we'll go on to the next question.
Yeah.
How do the different political parties' platforms differ on these issues?
They're both feeding into the hype. In my opinion, they're both feeding into the economy and the immigration. It's the one saying jump, the other one saying how high. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think that Kamala Harris's publicity machine is working as well as it can, but considering she jumped into this just a few weeks ago, it does seem like she's doing just playing catch up all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, she had a lot of catching up to do.
It's unfortunate that he's sort of controlling the dialogue.
Yeah, that's very unfortunate. So,
And even on those things that he says are a problem, even those are lies.
Yeah, they're all made up, or they're vastly embellished.
It had a little bit of backlash when he started talking about Latinos and forgot that lots of Latinos are Catholic and vote Republican. I hope he lost bad on that.
I hope so, too. Well, he deserves it.
Two things that concern me. I've heard people say, I know Trump is a horrible person, but I don't want to vote for Harris, so I'm just not going to vote for anybody on for president. I'm going to vote on the other things, but I'm not going to vote on president. And that seems stupid to me.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody's nobody's grading you on this test.
Yeah. Well, some people just don't feel like their vote matters.
Yeah, it is such a complicated system. Just try to explain to your grandmother how the Electoral College works.
It's impossible to. Well, you can't. I mean, you really can't. You can't sit down in layman's terms and explain it. So, it's unfair. It's very unfortunate.
And I think I said in the last podcast, they could fix that easily by just changing, taking all those rules out and just say, simple majority wins.
Yeah. But it'll never come to that. You know that.
I don't know. So many people, especially those seven swing states, are so vested in their power. No, nobody wants to give that up.
No. Not at all. Okay. What are some potential challenges and opportunities for the next president?
I think Biden missed the bet when he was elected. When Gerald Ford became president, I believe his ticket was Richard Nixon and what's his name? Espero was his running mate. And he died.
Spiro. It was a Greek name.
Yeah. And anyway, he died. And then Richard Nixon resigned, which left him as president, even though he wasn't elected. He was the first unelected president we ever had. And he spent most of his term trying to not make waves. And I think Biden should have been that way, but he really wasn't.
So you think that the next president's going to have the same problems?
When Harris is elected, she's going to have to do a lot of things to heal the country, I think. Because there's going to be a big open scab for a long time.
Yeah. And you think that's because of Trump?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you think it's going to take more than one term to do that, though? To fix that scab?
Typically, politics goes in 8-year cycles.
Yeah.
When somebody's elected to president, they're usually liked well enough that they get reelected. And that's why we have a 2-term limit. People are saying that Trump is not going to run again. Whether he wins or loses, he's not going to run again. But that's not to say like one of his kids would.
Exactly.
And we'd have this whole mess over again.
I
think there are a lot of Republicans in high positions that just cringe at Trump, but know that they can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
They're planning on holding their nose while they vote.
Because,
The whole thing is very frustrating to me.
Yeah, very frustrating. Okay.
How has the role of social media and technology changed in politics in recent years?
I think it's changed it completely. Don't you think?
Yeah, it used to be your local paper would write an editorial about the things that are important to the local economy, and they would suggest the candidate that best suited, you know, what was good for your city.
Yeah.
You don't see that anymore. You don't. Well, like the Washington Post.
Okay.
They wanted to endorse Kamala Harris, and the owner, what's his name? Isn't that Jeff Bezos that owns that?
Yeah.
Said, no, I'm not going to let you endorse her.
Really?
And the board was outraged enough by that that they made it publicly known that they were not allowed to endorse her because of a decision on high. And they lost a quarter of a million subscriptions.
Well,
because there was a petition and people signed it who were subscribers who said that they were upset enough by that that they canceled their subscription.
Wow, that's crazy. So they lost a quarter million subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's a lot of...
And I noticed that a lot of papers that don't even usually endorse somebody are suddenly coming up with endorsements because they don't want to lose a quarter of a million subscribers.
Yeah. That's crazy.
So I guess the power of the people does work sometimes.
It's the power of the dollar.
Yeah. The power of the pocketbook.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. How has the political landscape changed in the past decade, and what trends can we expect in the future?
Lying.
More of you.
It used to be just the hint of a scandal, just the idea of a scandal or being caught in one lie would end a politician's career.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump does it twice every minute.
Yeah. Yeah.
Completely lowered the bar. Yeah. For everything.
Yeah.
The bar is underground.
Yeah. That's what they were just talking about on Meet the Press right before we sat down to do this, that one of the commentators making a comment that he goes, if he wins, he's already changed the political spectrum by the decorum that how everyone treats, how politicians are treated or how they treat politics now. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, if the whole decorum about everything changed, and he's like, we're going to see if it's going to continue to be like this in the future, if it's going to go back to the way it should be.
I sure hope it does.
I do too.
The people in power in the Republican Party have got to see that this can't continue, that they've lost all respectability.
Mm-hmm. How do they even think that they're respectable by any means? Do you know what I mean? Like, how can they look themselves in the mirror and really believe it?
And call themselves the party of Abraham Lincoln and, who's the other guy that they, Ronald Reagan. Because they're not.
No, not at all.
How does the United States government interact with other countries in terms of politics?
We pretty much don't follow anybody's lead, I don't think. I think we all tell them to follow too.
Well, it's always been that way for as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, when there is a post on social media that people are, it's kind of gone viral, somebody announces that it was fake and it came from Russia.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be every time there's something outrageous, somebody's figured out that it's fake and it came from Russia. And I don't know, that seems kind of convenient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very convenient.
Are the Russians really that sophisticated? And what is their interest in screwing up our political system?
I don't know. Do they think one party's more manipulated than the others, or?
You see lots of pictures of Trump and Putin. Putin together, but you don't see pictures of Joe Biden and Putin together.
No, not at all.
It's kind of like the Russians are the communists of a former era.
Yeah.
You don't want to be associated with the Russians.
Yeah, exactly. Probably for good reason.
Maybe because it's true. Maybe they really are trying to do all this, but I don't see what their motivation is for that.
I don't know. Bring down the world power. That's the only thing I could think of.
And not by declaring war, but by
other means necessary.
By
Internally?
Yeah. Messing things up internally.
Yeah. It's the way to do it.
I guess.
How does political polarization in the United States affect the governance and policy making?
Well, for instance, they're locking down Washington, D.C. right now because they're afraid of, no matter how the vote comes out, that there's going to be riots and stuff.
Yeah. And there probably will be. I mean, I know Kamala's already come out and stated that they already have things set up just in case.
Oh, like they're going to have the meetings underground or something to keep them from getting to it.
Yeah, well, that, and if it comes out that she wins, but he's saying no, and he's going to fight it, that they already have committees set up to neutralize the occurrence and.
Really?
They already have.
Well, I guess it would be prudent to have contingency plans for things like that.
Yeah.
And who, 5 years ago, who would have thought we needed anything like that?
Never. I mean, he changed the complete political landscape of everything, so.
I think this is proof. Him and Hitler both are proof that time travel will never exist because somebody would have gone back and changed that.
Yeah, that's true.
Make sure neither one of them got born.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a very interesting thought. I've never thought of it that way.
I always have interesting thoughts.
That's why you never sleep at night. So what's your favorite joke this week?
What do you call a pencil with two erasers?
I have no idea.
Pointless.
All right. You're a dork.
Kind of like our podcast.
Yes, exactly.
We hope you enjoyed episode 126 of the Bear and Kura podcast. This is Bear.
This is Kura.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Bear and Kura podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com. And Oz is spelled AWES.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.